דמי מעמד גימו סיף א' אם נזכר כל אור של שני בוטן בבוטי הרוי זה איתו זה They rip the belt in the hide of the bias itself. Today it's very uncommon because it's a thick hide, but it's more common that when the batin matha, the guy who's making the batin, is stretching it over his different forms that he's making over there. It can be that it does get a rip in the side or has little holes in it. And for this you need a batin matha Yerushalayim to make sure that it doesn't happen. The big Yerushalayim, they look, put it up to the light, and they see a tiny hole in the bais. The two of them, as we will see soon, the pass of the bais. So, if you have two rips or holes in the hide of the batin, of the shel rosh, zeh so zeh, one next to the other. So what does it mean, one next to the other? So the classic case of one next to the other, you have four batin. Let's say you have on the right side of the leftmost bais, and the left side the one next to us, the manish, the two walls of the batin that are facing one another, each one has a rip in it, that is possible. But, Mishnah Berurah says, it's not even one to face one another. If you have one rip anywhere on the first of the four batin, and then another rip on the second one, even though they're on the other side, still a problem. Two batin that are next to one another. Here, I tell you, Yisholim Sudim, in the Chadosh Mishnah, going to the Mechaber, if they're old tefillin, then it's possible because it's a sign that they're worn out and the process is getting totally ripped. Kol zman shemoyshe habatim kai. If there are new ones in the kosher, as long as the base of the bat is kai. That's the machab. Ramah continues, kam habatim sikhali is kayyamin el shenikku ktas. Can't be that they're ripped to the point that they don't stand up by themselves. They're kosher only if they have a little rip in them, the main form is still intact. Comes along there and says, Yeshua on the head, Yeshua on the head, Yeshua on the head, the old ones, it's a sign that they're worn out, not the end of the world. If they're brand new ones and they're ready rip, that's the kind of something wrong with the eye. The nearly is the half of the Lishnayim. So the bottom line is, if there are rips in two of the batim, whether it's a new batim or old batim, Halach L'mais and Paskin, and they're both apostles. That's what we said, the Moshe has to be kind, is even the place where the rip, which is not possible, but if it goes all the way down into the base of the tefillin, it would pass. Shabur brings it, he says instead, that it has to be kosher from all directions. In other words, it's not externally recognizable, the rips, in sense. But anyway, if you have such a thing, one should ask a shayla. As we said, Eilem Chadosh, what a new tefillin. According to the Mechaber, this is an Afkimina, but it's called a Shiyosh. According to what we pass, it's not a new difference. According to the Mechaber, Kol Zman Shem Moshidim Oysim Beretzula, Abaisis Kashin and Nishkas. It's still soft, and when you put the straps into the place you put them into, it causes a certain change in the tefillin themselves. The pressure of that stretches out the tefillin themselves. That's considered new. Made a niftach nikiyoshin, hardened out into this position that you couldn't get so into it. It wouldn't affect the batin, as considered the old ones. The skakul shnayim zeh shiloi kedeget zeh. Arishu v'shalishi, ksheirin, and hey, afilei nishonim. So if you have, let's say, the first bite and the third bite, you got a rip in them. Since there's a bite in between them, it's not a problem. Even they're old or new. Miskakul shloisha batin b'chol yom tzum. But if three of the batin got rips in them, no matter where you go, it's impossible because you do have consecutive ones. Once you have three rips, then even according to the Mechaber, there's no difference between the Chadosh and Yishan. The bottom line is, according to the way we pass it, if the two of the batin have rips in them, if the two next to each other, even if the rips are not facing each other, but two batin that are consecutive ones, then it passes it. And if not, if only the first and the third, or the second and the fourth, then it's kosher.